Waking Up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Wake up in the
morning. On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
All right, our plaintiffs today are Jeremy and Megan. We'll start with Jeremy because he's the one who reached out to us. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning, family.
So what's going on in your world? What's the deal with you and your wife?
Well, we're having this little debate about daylight savings time.
Okay.
We were just talking
about literally everybody is.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. I happen to like it for various reasons, and she hates it.
What? Well, why does she hate it?
I like it because, you know, I work from 7 a.m. to 5 a.m., and I feel it's depressing every day getting off work when it's already going dark.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a plus. I like it when the kids have extra time playing in the evenings. You know, they got more daylight to play outside. And then sometimes when I make dinner, I like it when it's light so that I can put some on the barbecue, spend more time with them. I just feel that it's better all year round.
So you're about springing forward, the spring forward
forever.
Portion just of...
Forever.
I'm with it all year round.
Yeah, you want to spring forward forever.
I like where your head's at on that, because it is depressing. We've mentioned it on the show before, to go to work in the dark and come
she's
home
not dark. Feeling it for her various reasons. And...
Okay.
Well, I can try.
Megan is with us on the phone. Megan, go ahead.
You can go ahead and jump in. What do you like about daylight saving time and being able to fall back, it sounds like? Are you the one that likes the dark, the darkness?
I was born
well,
in the darkness.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I think my husband's trying to be nice and not get me upset on the phone. That's why he's being very careful with his words. But I do have to say that, you know, it does help the kids out. You know, it's sunlight in the morning. And help, but at the same time, like when we have that extra hour of sleep, it also gets dark at a good time, so then it cues them to go to bed. You know, if it's like dawn blazing sunlight at 9 p.m., it's impossible to get these turds to go to bed.
I'm trying to think of what I was like.
It's impossible to get them in bed either way.
Sure.
I feel that. Only so much NyQuil you can put down in their mouths.
Without somebody calling.
Yeah, without getting
the
in trouble.
An agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Well, and like, you know, melatonin doesn't even work on me. So like the early darkness in the winter helps me like definitely hibernate and keep going and get my rest in. Because, you know, if you have kids, you know, these kids are just running rampant.
You can tell I'm the younger one here, right? I'm 41. She's 42. She already acts like a grandma, though. Come on, give it a break. Let the kids have some fun.
Why are you telling people our age? That's ridiculous.
Wait, hold on. We might have you on Monday for Make It Right Monday.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So, so the sides are Jeremy wants daylight savings all the time. He wants the sun out, not have to worry about the falling back or jumping forward. Just
we got our time to be in our 60s, honey. It's okay.
So he wants to get rid of daylight saving time and spring forward permanently.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Megan wants to keep it so she can have her darkness and hibernation.
All right. Well, let's send it to the people and see what they think.
Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Whose side are you on? I mean, this has been talked about now for a couple days, and not just here, but all over the place.
Well, especially with these bills, like, in motion to get rid of it, maybe.
To get rid of it completely. So what side are you on?
Team Jeremy, get rid of daylight saving time so you can spring forward forever. Or Team Megan, keep it. We need some hibernation.
We want you to be a part of the show. Jump on Facebook, Twitter, KX969, and pick a side. 466-9696 as well to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and the debate is between Jeremy and his wife, Megan, and you're picking a side.
Yeah, Team Jeremy, get rid of daylight saving time. Let's spring forward permanently. Or Team Megan, keep it. We all need the hibernation.
Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on neither one. I think we ought to keep one or the other, because I'm a truck driver, and it screws us up on our drives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but which one would you keep if you could keep it? Would you like it to be sunnier longer, or would you like to have it darker earlier?
I'd rather it be sunnier.
Okay.
All right.
I think we need to just re-explain it.
Well, Joe tweeted us and said, keep daylight savings the way it is. A 9 a.m. sunrise in the winter sounds miserable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That does. He's not wrong.
There are some, I guess some other people are getting it. John on Twitter says, I'm team husband. Buy some blackout curtains for the kids' room.
Ooh, that's a good fix.
So that you can get them to bed earlier and we can still have the
sunlight.
There
you go.
Yeah, okay. So daylight saving time in the spring, you spring forward and it basically gets sunnier. It stays sunnier longer, especially into the evening.
Right.
And then for daylight saving time in the fall, we fall backwards. You get that extra hour of sleep, but it gets darker faster, in the evening.
You can let us know, 466-9696. Also on Facebook, Twitter, KX969. Whose side are you on? Are you Team Jeremy or Team Megan? With Couples Therapy.
Wake up!
In the morning.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Couples Therapy Wednesday. And if you're just joining us, the debate is about permanently springing forward. That's what Jeremy presented to us. He wants more light, meaning more time for the outdoors, kids running around, even in the winter time.
And that was like, when the days get darker, sometimes it gets a little
bleak. It's sad. Oh, yeah, it's a dark place. It's no fun when it's
quite
so...
Quite literally.
Like, it's like the sun is completely gone by like 7 o'clock at night, or even 6 o'clock at night, for that matter. And it's
sure.
I don't want to even be awake right now. Let's
Cody on Twitter, KZKX969, is Team Megan because Megan wants daylight saving time to happen. She wants the fall back. Cody says, I may not be able to get used to springing forward until it's time to fall back again. But hey, I always need the extra hour of sleep. I mean, what? We're like one weekend and I'm already sleep deprived?
He just wants that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. We got a direct message that says, I don't care what anyone says. This daylight bill is just our government's way of saying, look, we're doing something that people actually want.
Yeah, they're like, hey,
Let's make them happy. Let's boost morale.
They're like, here's the deal. We're not actually going to forgive your student loans. So we'll give you this extra hour of light.
That makes me think of the pawn shop meme when they're like, forgive student loans. And they're like, best I can do is... get rid of daylight saving time.
Dang it.
So on Facebook, KX969, Carrie says Team Jeremy, but to be fair, we don't have any kids at home that need to go to bed. So maybe that would change a little bit be in favor of Megan's reason, which is, the earlier darkness helped the kids sleep.
Right.
But Shannon says kids grow up. And we already got a suggestion to get blackout curtains on Twitter.
Yeah. Nick.
I was going to say, I could tell you, as a man who has a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old, it's awesome to be able to have them come home and get to play outside. In the winter, it sucks because it's dark, and I can't just like shove them out in the backyard to play on their playset.
Right.
So it's like, no, they're stuck in here being crazy. So I'm all about this.
Carol says, oh my gosh, Team Megan, standard time will still have sunsets at 8 p.m. and we can actually get the kids to bed. If we stay on DST permanently, the sun is not going to rise until like 9 a.m. in the dead of winter, and I feel like the sun will still go down at 5:30. I feel you, Megan. I think we're going to lose, but the others are wrong.
Ooh.
It would go down at 6. Because isn't like 5 at night the earliest that the sun goes down during the winter?
On Twitter, it's 88% Team Jeremy.
Boom. Wow.
I mean, I just feel like you can just be more productive even.
The sunlight's out. Yeah.
Jeremy, how does it feel to be in a boat of right while your wife is drowning in a sea of wrong right now?
We finally got it done.
Well, Megan, how do you feel?
I'm sorry, Megan.
I mean, it is what it is, but, the one thing is my husband is the best. He is my sugar daddy, and I really appreciate it. So I will expect a shopping spree this week because I can't even believe he's winning. Because I'm normally the winner.
Yeah, you might have to take the L on this one.
Let's go out and do some barbecue tonight. That's what we're going to celebrate.
He's going
to
feed
celebrate you. The win.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys being on the show, and yeah, we all enjoy the sunlight. Maybe it'll work out. for everybody. Yeah. With
the my honor. Blue moons for everyone.
There you go.
Well, oh, nice.
Jeremy, thanks for getting a hold of us. Megan, thanks for being on with us as well. And thanks for listening.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Get up, y'all.
Every morning.
In the morning.